The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. Welcome. My name's Joyce and it's a beautiful Thursday. We would first have, as you expect, Confessions Thursday and after that, the Lords of Logic. On the Sunny Side, the sun rises here. But first, some music. This is Manchester Orchestra. The song is titled Gold. On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. All right, first, I should let you know that you can join our live stream. Facebook, YouTube, you can check out the podcast on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's another beautiful Thursday afternoon on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You just heard Manchester Orchestra with a song titled Gold. All right, and so I know you would attempt to remain gold. You're gold, so you want to endeavor that you maintain that. Make it a state of permanence where it doesn't move, it doesn't degrade. I mean, you could upgrade, but it doesn't degrade. Well, gold normally wouldn't, but you can diminish in value. A man can choose to be less than what he truly is, and maybe another man. Yeah, maybe that man is not the one I'm speaking to, because maybe the one I'm speaking to is the one who has both will, courage, intent, and resolve to be what he's been made to be. And by truth, you shall become. And then in a different state, you might have to remain gold. All right, my name's Joyce. Welcome now, this first hour. Well, it's actually like an hour and a half, right? Yeah, an hour and a half for confessions. When you call in, you do not say your name. And you can tell us the secrets of your life, particularly those that maybe confound you, confuse you, those that you might regret, those that stir shame, those that cause you to reproach something or someone, those that have maybe even made you better, those situations that you're probably still dealing with. Yeah? Yeah. And whatever it is, like it could really go from heard this before to this is unbelievable. Like, we're open for every experience that's human and particularly that's yours. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Remember, this hour and a half assigned to confessions. When you call in, you do not say your name. And also, a necessary note for every other person listening: when you call in, you would withhold judgment. Yes, you can speak on something that you hear, but you would not condemn. Yep, you would not judge as though to condemn the one whose story it is. All right, with that out of the way, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We begin today's edition of Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Do us all a favor when you call in. Remember, the volume of your radio set is Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello. Hello. First caller.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Do you have a confession? Hello, Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info, Hello. Do you have a confession?
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce.
Please go ahead.
Well, I've been trying to reach you. It's my first time of reaching you.
Glad you got through. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job. Yeah, straight to my confession. Actually, it's something that weighed me down during last year. It's really, really, I don't know. This is what happened. I have a niece, so to say, that stays with me actually, she helped my wife. Then, I don't know, I think the closeness between me and her gets more, and then I got to desert her. And along the way, my wife got to know, she almost got us red-handed, you know. Then she was so mad. I mean, she left the house. But one way or the other, we were able to sort it out, and then everybody are fine now. So ever since I was born, I've never been so down until that happened. And then I actually learned a lot. My spirit was so down, I felt so guilty. But thank God, God has taken control. I prayed, fasted, and my spirit is free now. So, yeah, I'm okay now.
Okay, I'm glad that you're okay. And have you learned anything from this experience?
Something I actually want to put out there is this. When you have a wife or a woman that has a husband, please find time to talk to your husband. Like, when he needs your attention, not only by having sex or something, but when you needed conversation, because what led to that was the lack of communication between me and my wife. Like, she hardly have time. Yes, her job was so strenuous that anytime she comes back, she's tired, she wants to sleep. But so most of the time, I want to just want to talk. She has gone deep asleep, and then I have to talk to my knees. We have to play together and all that before it led to that, you know. So that's what I actually learned, just to create time for each other in a relationship or marriage, so to say.
Well, I'm glad you survived this one. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, this is Nigeria.
It is. Go ahead.
All right. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened with this? My younger sister, Ubiaja, whenever the husband, they have issue, the husband will just throw the load hat. Several times, he said he don't want to marry again. Please, I want to know what to do about the matter. That is why I'm calling Nigeria Info.
Oh, fantastic. Is this your blood sister?
It's my blood sister. The same father, the same mother.
So what reasons does he give to you for throwing her things out?
Okay.
Did you hear me?
No, I'm not hearing you.
Okay, so I'm asking you, what reasons did your sister's husband give to you for throwing your sister out of the house?
No, the guy don't want to take responsibility, and they have, four kids.
Okay.
Then whenever anything happened, not even just happened, he said my sister should go and greet imam. And the church my sister was going to, they said my sister should not go there. To go and greet the mom. That the mom, she's a wench. Later the day, I think the mom died last month. Then when the issue happened, my sister came her several times. Since 2014, they have been into this issue. They, at the end of everything, when he come back last month, he come back to a part of Edo State called Ilushi, because they live at Ubiaja together. Then when he came back the guy said, he don't want my sister again. He went to my senior brother. My senior brother said, what is the problem? He narrate everything, this side, blah, 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 blah. Several times if you throw the lady out, he will still beg to come ask. More than five times, but this one now we say it's not going anymore again. What will we do about this matter? What to do? Because these guys don't want to care about the feeding and the school fees and everything about the four children.
Okay. Now, how many brothers do you have? So you're one brother. How many other brothers do you have?
Yeah, I have my senior and me, I'm the second.
Just two boys?
Yes.
Okay.
And three women.
Okay. Now, who begs whenever he throws your wife out? Who comes to beg? Your wife goes to beg him, or he comes to beg the family?
Only my wife going to beg him, that's all.
And then he'll take her back?
You take her back.
Okay.
My mom called this guy several times. He couldn't respond.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your sister's thought about remaining in the marriage? Like, does she...
I don't understand.
Does your sister really want to be with this guy so bad? Or is she just staying there because she has children for him? I think it's the latter.
Yeah, it was just there because he had the children for her, that's all.
All right. So I don't know that you should allow anyone treat your family this way. No man should treat your family this way. And it's a good thing you're a guy and you have another brother, and both of you can see how another man is disrespecting, because that guy's not just disrespecting your sister, he's disrespecting the whole family.
Yes, your family.
So you and your brother and your other sister should determine how you guys can help raise those kids. Tell that man that if he doesn't contribute to the raising of those kids, you take his name off the birth certificate. Like the children, tell him the children are going to change their name. If he wants to be a non-father to the children, then he will not be known as a father. You give him that option and tell your sister to leave him. It's nonsense.
No problem.
Well, think about it. It's an additional responsibility, but your family has to determine how much of this nonsense you want to keep taking from this guy who doesn't love her and doesn't want to be responsible for the children. So give him his last offer. You're going to raise your kids, or we take them, we raise them, and you're not going to be the dad. You and your brother split fatherhood between the children.
No problem.
Thank you very much for calling.
Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome. It's 14 minutes past 12. When you call in, you don't say your name, and I think you get that you must turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Hello. Do you have a confession? Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sister Sandra. Not that I have a confession.
What did you call me? Go back. What did you call me?
Sorry. I must have mistaken your name for somebody else.
Yeah, obviously you have. What's my name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know my name?
No, I don't know your name.
My name's Joyce.
Joy, okay.
No, stop. Oh, heaven, please. My name's Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E. Joyce. It's not so hard. Don't get it wrong. Because I don't see how I'll tell you Joyce, and then you'll be like, oh, Joy. It's like, no, you're rushing. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Hello.
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
Yes, I do have a girlfriend back then. So my mom doesn't want her because she's not my tribe. But for me to tell the girl, I couldn't tell her directly. But I just look for a way, and I just, a slight mistake, and I pick up first. And I just said that I'm no more interested. So I feel bad anytime I remember such that issue. Because I'm not really happy, because she didn't even do me any bad. She was always good and loyal to me, but just because of that, just so that I was not interested. That period, she was very, very hot. But I still remember it, and it's very, very painful to me. So I wish I could just tell her the truth, but I can't.
Then tell her. Why can't you?
I feel bad. I don't know where to start.
What do you mean,
because
you don't know where to start?
Right from the one that I met her, she's always been good to me.
Tell her that, and tell her that you have been an idiot, that your mother was doing the thinking and you were not thinking.
Wow.
It's hard, right? Yeah. But you have to find the courage to do that. Because how else, again, can you break away from the spell of your mother? Or maybe how else away can you break away from your mother doing your thinking, except you get up and start doing your own thinking and speaking for yourself? You get. And so you can admit that you have not necessarily been the most sensible human, and your mother did the speaking and thinking for you, and you apologize. She doesn't have to take you back, but at least she has to know that you are sorry. And it helps your own conscience.
I think she was always doing that because of my past relationship. I do have a son, but from outside my tribe, and my son is not always with me, and she feels bad that she doesn't want us to happen.
I'm confused now. Hold on a second. What do you mean you don't have a son, and then you say your son is not always with you?
No, I have a son. I do have a son out of wedlock, but the woman is not my tribe, so my mom is scared that such thing can still happen again.
Oh, wait, this girl is not... Is she the mother of your child, the lady?
She's not the mother of my child.
So this is your girlfriend after you had a child?
Yes.
So your mom is not accepting your first girlfriend that had a baby for you because she's not your tribe, and then you had another girlfriend, and then your mom is not accepting her. So basically, you're not living your life. Your mother is living your life.
She accepted my baby mama, but the point is my baby is not always with me. So she feels that she's missing.
Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back. +07 900 993 993 993 and 01 465 7190 Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession? 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I want to talk about a man who's...
1 minute.
His first husband drives away. Hello?
1 minute. You have lost 5 seconds already.
I suggest that the best thing the man and the brother need to do is to send the children back to the father. And warn and advise the father, that is their brother-in-law, to take care of those children, that he should not allow those children to come back to their sister.
All
so
right.
That is the best option I think they should follow. Instead of telling their father that the children, either he takes care or the wife's family takes care, and that their father should abandon them. I like that advice. Thank
it's
you.
It's not for you to like. It's for it to make sense. Well, thank you
Hello?
Very much for calling. I do appreciate So it's not for you to like, it's for it to make sense. So you're thinking that the man should raise the kids. Well, absolutely. But I think you can take away both power, responsibility, and the privilege of that power from him, which would be take away the kids. So if he wants his kids so bad, then he has to become responsible for them. And you might say raise the kids, and he does a poor job. But if the family raises the kid, that would be, or raises the kids, that would be a whole lot better. But yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joyce. It's good to have you. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession, but I'm confused about something.
1 minute. Oh, you're confused about something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it would still fit into our confessions. Go ahead. Hello, welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon
to you. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to make comments on regarding the lady that the husband drove out.
1 minute.
Okay, I guess instead of that, I commended you for the opinion you give them, but I believe the family can sue such a family. Honorable George Fumi Asaolu can even be of help in this kind of scenario instead of taking responsibility. I think that would be another option.
All right.
My view, though.
All right. Yeah, sure. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. We'll take your secrets. We'll hear your story. And where necessary, we'll tell you what we think about it in hopes that it makes your understanding better, clearer, or gives you an exit through what might be the confusion of your experience. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, longest time. God bless you.
And bless you. Please turn off the volume of your radio
yes,
set.
Yes.
Please do us all a favor. When you call in, I think you understand how this works. Turn off the volume of your radio set. If you don't, I'll have to cut you off. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions
Thursday. Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
This happened like 5 years ago. I was admitted in a hospital. So it happened that I met this lady, a nurse. We exchanged her phone number.
Okay.
And to my surprise, she was the one that first called.
Why is that surprising?
You know, okay. Actually, it was a surprise to me because, number one, she's a pretty lady. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting that, okay, I should be the one running after her.
Oh.
But she did. She called. You know, I think we are in a relationship for like a year. So it got to a time she told me that she was having issue with her boyfriend. I mean, with her husband. So I gave her some advice, and she added some things to it, like telling me that she will need to move out of the house for peace to reign so that she will help her in getting her apartment. So I did that. I helped her with the help of my agent. So she got an apartment. You know, she moved to a new house. After some times, I visited her. And she, you know, she pushed me hard. No, you cannot call me. I said, okay, no problem. I stayed outside the house in my car. So other day, I went there and she invited me in. One thing led to another, you know. It happened. It happened the first time. It happened the second time. And I remember a time that I went there. It was in the night. We were in the car. To my surprise, she gave me blow job, whatever in the car. But after some time, she said, okay, she wants to move back to her husband and blah, 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 blah. You know, I said, there's no problem. You know, she moved back. The landlord gave her, I think she spent 6 months in the house, and the landlord returned a balance to her. So after that, we never, have any contact again. But like 2 years down the line, I gave her a call again. How are you? Blah, 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 blah. And I asked her if she's available. And she said, at this time around, she will have to collect money from me. You have to charge me. You know, I was surprised. So have you commercialized this? You know, I asked her. She said, yes, now. You know, any man that will come, blah, blah, blah. So I just, you know, deleted a number from my phone because I don't. Then, you know, my going back was just to make a case that, you know, she's still interested in her. But when she told me that she has commercialized this, and I was surprised. And yes, she's still with her husband, you know. The Lord is my shepherd.
He is not. Stop. So, how far now? Where are you now? Where has
there is no contact between us, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess you're not in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, I have no other questions. I think I'll just take the story as you have laid it out.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Nigeria Info at the sunny side. I'm going to get to WhatsApp in a minute. Do I have a... thank you, Feta. Feta, you... Well, I don't get you when I need you, so I wasn't just going to give you that credit.
Okay. So this one says, hello, Joyce. This Peter, I'm totally shell-shocked. I transferred money last week, Friday. So, okay, this is not
It's okay. Not confessions.
Okay. Hello, Joyce. Great day as ever. Please, on the caller whose sister is being thrown out by her husband, I agree with most of what you said, but you can't escape to the angle of the woman's refusing to go greet her mother-in-law because a church told her she's a witch who still raised a good son she could marry. I think you need to balance that angle of mindsets that see only evil, which could also be a reason besides your quarrels. What she also endangers the husband, who she could easily agree is also a wizard. What do you say, please?
God knows I didn't understand anything you read. Well, that's probably because of the construct of the language. So basically, the man should just, from your message, the man should keep throwing her out, and then she should keep begging. Because I'm lost. So if you can help me understand what you really mean, I'll appreciate that. By the way, I'm off on a break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. It's about 3 minutes before touchdown, 1 p.m. on the clock, when it would be time for the update. There are some messages I'd love to read, and Feta would help out with that.
Mm-hmm. Good day, Joyce. Many thanks for telling that man that the Lord cannot be his shepherd while he remains and continues in adultery. Thanks, shareholder Festac. Hi, Joyce. Some of the confessions are scary. Married women cutting shows, it is well.
Well, that's not new now. Are we going to act surprised? We're not. It's not
my
new.
Case is complex. My dad had this go doing it my way kind of person. Sometimes along the line, we've stayed with him, but he always moves in the name of transferring with his company. At age 8, I had the opportunity of living under him because then I was aware of every event. He was a smoker, he drinks too, and beats my mom. He's strong-hearted but very talented and reserved. The shock is that we never visited his hometown unless my mom, she's a foreigner from Lake Chad, his hometown, met some of his brothers here in Nigeria. He worked with one company. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's asking, could he be a ghost?
At this point, our options are open.
Oh, they've been trying to reach him for a while, but I don't know how. He just walked out on them. So.
Oh, your father disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he might not be a ghost. I've heard a few stories like that where, I think a few years ago, I heard a woman saying that her husband left the house with the shirt on his back, didn't pick up anything, left and never came back.
Sure.
Oh, you've heard that before?
Stories, yeah.
I've heard something like that. So, yeah, one, he might be a ghost. One, he came from somewhere and has gone back. Maybe it's the underworld. He might have lost his mind. He may have been tired of the marriage and just didn't have the courage to say, look, let's have a separation, let's have a divorce. And then he just chose the coward's way out, which is the back door, at least attempting to rent a ghost to your mother. It's anything. So except you can give us more details, we can at least try to make sense of what the background story is to see whether there's a girlfriend somewhere, whether he's a cultic, just any more details to just give us some insights to help understand what you might have experienced as a young man growing up with your dad. Off on a break. We'll be right back. After the update, Confessions Thursday continues on the other side of the hour. My name's Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. It's 4 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Welcome. And the conversation continues. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Remember, when you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions on The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
So, I'll just jump right to it.
Please.
I reconnected with a childhood friend of mine, I think in 2018. So this person was someone we all grew up in the same estate with. We all grew up together. We all knew each other, but we moved out, I think, when I was 7 or 8. And we had not contacted ourselves again till 2018. I'm 29, by the way. So in 2018, we got talking, you know, we connected, everything was going okay. And along the line, we started to develop feelings for each other. decided to like each other. And then I remember I then told my mom about it. That, oh, you remember so-so person? She said, of course, I remember. We're all together in the same place. And then she goes on like, okay, so what's up? And then I told her, okay, this is what's happening. I think this is the person I like. And I think I want to build something with her. And then my mom said she's not in support of it. In fact, she vehemently screamed and said, no, anyone but this particular lady. And I was like, ah, what's going on? I mean, why? What did she do? And she said, oh, the lady's not even the problem. I mean, the girl might be good, she might be okay, but the family with which she comes from, they've been associated with, you know, according to her fetish things, it's a polygamous family. There are so many things that goes on in that family that even maybe I was probably too young then and I couldn't remember that there are even some things she couldn't tell me because, you know, that family is just not it. And, you know, I was just surprised because, to be honest, my parents are actually quite liberal. They are not the type that usually care about religion, ethnicity, or whatever. Anyone you come, it's fine with them. But this particular one, she begged me and said, you know what, anybody but this lady, please just let her go. And then I said, okay, no problem. I've heard you. I'll see what I can do. But we had already gone far, I and the lady, and I tried to distance myself, but I mean, it just didn't work. I still kept talking to her. Before you know it, I started a relationship. Now, mind you, my mom and my parents did not know about this. And some months again, later, I remember she asked me that, I hope you've ceased communication with that lady. And I lied to her. I said, yes, I have. But meanwhile, I have not. In fact, we're already dating. Now, fast forward to 2023, we are still together. And it's already getting to time for me to want to settle down. And I mean, what she said about that family and all that, I mean, it kind of scared me a bit, but I just felt at the end of the day, it's the person I want that matters most. Yes, I know when you marry someone, you marry their family as well. But, you know, I just felt, you know what, I really don't care. But now my mom has been pressuring me, not just my mom, even my dad, to that, oh, when are you going to bring someone home? And I can't even mention it to them now, okay, this is the person I've been dating all this while, the same person you want me against. And I want to settle down now. My parents also obviously want me to settle down now. The person I'm dating obviously wants me to settle down as well. So I'm just in a, I don't know how to navigate this, honestly. I've prayed because if I end up telling them, I mean, it's my happiness that matters most, I know that. But I don't want to, at the same time, I don't want to offend my parents. They are getting very old now. I don't want the memory they have of me that I went against what they would not have wanted. She couldn't even tell my dad because she said my dad was even more furious that of all people in this world, no, not that for me. So, and this year I set a target for myself that I want to settle down this year. And I just don't know how to bring the story to them.
So let's talk about you then. You ready?
Sorry?
Can we talk about you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What have you discovered? So how long have you been dating her? How many years?
So we officially started dating in 2020. So I'll say about 3 years now.
That's a solid 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's almost 3 years. It's not quite three.
Yeah.
But at least you seem to like her enough 1 year, 2 years to still have a relationship with her.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. What have you discovered being in a relationship with her? What is your interaction like? How much do you care for her? How much does she care for you? What do both of you share? Is it worth fighting for? Because you're in a fight now and it's official.
Yes. So yes, one thing I know that she motivates me, she pushes me, we push each other. I actually truly deeply love her and I don't think I've felt like this for anyone.
Okay.
God knows. I mean,
so yeah. Have you discussed her family? I mean, you know how it is where it's just gist, right? So you tell her about your family. She tells you about her family. Gist. You're not interrogating her. You're just talking with her just to figure out what's going to fall on the floor. You get my point?
Yeah.
So have you done that? Just gist or not? My mother says your father is a witch. Is your father a witch? No.
Exactly. So that's it. Obviously, because to be honest, I've kind of shielded her from my family. And she used to wonder why. But obviously, I can't tell her that, no. I mean, I haven't told her that, see, no, they don't like you. So, but yeah, I know a bit about, I mean, I know about her family. She tells me from time, she's from a polygamous family. Mm-hmm. And father has other children. Even her own mother has other children.
Oh.
Yeah, so they are white garments church. I mean, not to say I'm against white garment church people or anything. But
that's not even your own religious indoctrination. So certainly there might be, I mean, your mother doesn't care about that, does she?
She doesn't really care about that. She's just more about how the family is. And she says, oh, they were into fetish things back then, that she knows what she's saying, that she can't even...
Okay, so what's your girlfriend's philosophy? Like, what does she believe? Does she believe in polygamy, for example? Does she think, polyandry? Does she think a woman should have 5 husbands? Does she think a man should have 12 wives? Have you guys discussed exclusivity? Does she think that it's one man, one wife? Like, what's similar in your philosophies?
Yeah. So she's from our own experience in polygamous family. I mean, from my interaction with her, she always says she doesn't wish that on anyone, and she doesn't believe in that. She doesn't think she wants to be in the family. In fact, she usually tells me that, look, just let me know now if you plan on marrying another wife, and let's just, you know, scatter all this thing now, because she doesn't even want anything about polygamy or polyandry and all that. So I kind of tested our philosophy and all that. And we kind of share we align in a lot of things.
Are you sure this is the girl for you? You sure that you want to do this with her?
So, to be honest, I mean, I've, in as much, even while we're dating, I've met other people, nothing intimate, just, you know, people who just said, and I know it's not fair to compare, but in the midst of everything, even with other people that I've met, for some reason, my heart still always goes back to her. You know, it's still this lady. I don't. Yeah. So
it's not unfair to compare if the basis for comparison is to attain to truth. Do you get? If you're looking for truth, if you're seeking clarity, you're not comparing because you think the other person is stupid or worthless, right? You're comparing because you want to figure out what's the good. What is true?
Mm.
What is honest? What is worth life's pursuit? That's why it's okay to compare. Do you get my point? I mean, the other girls are good, but they're just not who you want. But they're good.
Mm.
But maybe they're for someone else, not for you. And that's okay. That's not corrupt. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Now, you see, the reason I'm asking you all those questions is because you have to answer those questions. That's what I'm asking you. Are you sure this is the girl? Are you sure this is the girl you want to do it with? Good God.
No, you see,
No, you're not there yet. It's a yes or no.
The yes, she is. The only thing that makes me just think about is the sacrifice that's going to come with it. Because
don't bother about the cost. Don't bother.
The relationship
about
with my parents, I don't know how it's going to be.
No.
Really.
Nobody. So when a soldier is going to go to war, I think the Igbos have a parable. The man who goes to war is not afraid of death. You see that?
Mm.
You can't be like, it's going to cost me this. Then you sit down one place. Then you're like, let me not go. Let me go and look for the girl my mothers will approve. I mean, you can do that, but you're not even sure of the outcome. Here you are, nearly certain that this is the girl. But I want you to be certain. Then you go to war, period. There's no going back. You can't go back. Yeah. You're only going to go... But you can chicken out, though. Now you can be like, my mom is going to die of high blood pressure. Then you're like, you break up with a girl. Then you go be a mama's boy. Then you never be a man. Never, ever. Like, your mates will wear suits, come out. You will wear a suit, come out. In your mind, you know you ain't it. Like, you're certainly not... Because it's adversary that makes humans... Like something has to test you. I mean, God, something has to test your faith.
Yeah.
You say you believe it, then it will be tested, right?
Yeah.
So if you're sure that this is the girl, then you let her know, this is what my mom thinks about you. This is what my father thinks about you. But this is what I think about you. And this is what I want to do. Are you in or out? Then she's going to be like, okay, I'm out or I'm in. If she's in, it's easy fight. Guy, it's like you didn't fight in secondary school. You don't know how this. You don't know the psychology of war. It's okay. Look, let me tell you. You're not hurting your mom. You're not abusing your mom when you say this is who I want. But you have to give her reasons why you want it. You have to explain to her why this is your decision and why you are man enough to shoulder the consequences that will come out of it. Boy, pray though. You understand. But you say, this is it, and I'm going to make this choice, and I want your blessing. And this is not to spite you. This is, I love this person, and I want to be with them. And then she'll say, if you marry her, I'll disown you. And it's okay at that point if she disowns you. Believe that.
Mm.
Because it's not malice. It's not abuse. You're not trying to hurt your mother. So in any court of justice, you cannot be found guilty because your intent was not to dishonor your mother. God, you. So this is how they put it. If there's consequence, then there must be choice. So for any decision you make, whether you go with your mother or you go with a woman you love, there's consequence, right? So if there's consequence, there might as well be choice. Why should your mother choose a woman you're going to live with for you when you are the one who suffers the consequence of it? Good or bad?
Definitely. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
I would bring it up with her. Thank you very much.
Sure. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Remember when you call and you don't say your name? Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to add to what you have just told me.
1 minute.
Okay. See, what you said is the right thing. You have just told him the truth. But I would just tell him another story that happened to my younger sister. She got married because the husband she's married to, the mother gave her approval. Because the mother told the son, if you meet this girl, you have missed your wife. So they've been married for 10 years. And they had a fight of recent. And this man opened his mouth and told her, I wouldn't have married you if not for my mother. So every advice you have given this young man, I hope he will go and sit down and think about it and really fight for what he wants. That will make him a man. Because whoever his mother should give approval to, after several years, he's going to look at the wife in the face and tell him, the only reason I am married to you is because my mom gave an approval.
Thank you
very much.
Confessions Thursday, you're on the sunny side.
Hello.
Welcome, it's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Let's start.
First of all, I would like to say this. Madam Joyce.
Hello. Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, please, but can I talk?
1 minute.
On that guy, yes, that guy that says the mother said he shouldn't marry that lady. Thank you for what what you told the guy. He should go for the girl. They've been going on for about 2 to 3 years now. For all what he has said, it's like the girl is the perfect person for him. But I tell you one thing, I belong to this popular white garment church. If you are dealing with people going to white garments, you have to be extra careful. Thank God that what he said. He said he get open up to her that she doesn't believe in all this in polygamous or whatever. But he should stick to that girl. I'm a member of White Garment Church. I know what our guests can do. That is just the truth. We have some White Garment Church that are evil, and we are the good ones. Is everywhere, even in the persecutor. But if you are dealing with White Garment Church member, please, you have to stick with them. It's very important. Have a nice day.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. I don't know that we can be any more careful. So I have a problem with this be careful thing. I think you can be careful when you have the facts. In the absence of facts, it's impossible for you to be careful. So what I would ask you to do is you get as much facts as you can. You say your prayers and you get up and you go to war. And may the God be with you, really. Oh, hey, that white guy man just... Gay. Pray. Yeah. Pray. Just from my own personal experience, though. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that one, you better pray. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. No, it's Confessions.
Confession.
1 minute.
I just want to contribute. My advice for that young man is, you know your mother. You've lived with your mother for a while. If she had ever advised you, and you took the advice and it profited you, then it's not at this point you should ignore her advice. You could be wrong, you could be right, but you should be very, very careful. His mother has advised him rightly. It's better he sticks to his mother's advice. You don't know anything about the person you are talking about. You just only dated for a couple of years, a year or two. So, and your mother must have had much experience than you, so you should just stick to that advice. And for someone who is saying, the mother said, this is the best person for you, and you didn't, and you married, I married her because my mother said so. So I think your mother didn't choose for you, brought her, and your mother advised you. So it's on both sides. You should listen to the mother's advice.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, no confession. I just want to contribute to what that young man said about his mom and his girlfriend. Hello?
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I'm calling from Maguda, Elder Emmanuel.
Do you have a confession?
No, I want to advise the young man. You gave the young man the correct advice. I love all the advice that you gave him. The only addition is that he should try to convince the mother. Tell the mother why he preferred that very lady. Try to convince the mother and convince the father. And then go ahead and marry the person that will make him happy. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hi, hello. Hello, Joy.
Hello, ladies. Good to have you. Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so...
Do you have a confession?
I have a confession, but I just...
1 minute.
No, I don't. But I just want to, chip in. So, the young guy, first of all, marriage is for life. I've been married for, 15 years. So, I think he has to find a way of convincing his parents. Because anything can happen in marriage. And he doesn't want to look back and say, okay, had I known, I would have listened to my parents. So, he needs to, first of all, work on his parents and see how he can convince them so that he can marry her and get their parental blessings. All right.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't. Let me just chip in a bit of advice for the young man, can I?
One minute.
All right. Everyone is saying the mother, you should go for the mom's advice. It's all good. I'll just say he should inquire of the Holy Spirit. Even if he isn't all churchy and all that, but the truth is, there is nothing anyone would do and find perfection in it without the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Even if he doesn't, he wouldn't know how to go about it. He should go inquire through his pastor. Maybe the pastor could help him out in prayer. You understand? The mama may have a reason for this. She may have a spiritual feel. Maybe she may have known directly or indirectly, but wouldn't want to give him too much details. But I would just advise he should inquire of the Holy Ghost for direction. He should go about it in prayer.
Your time's up. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. So our friend, do you have, does the Holy Ghost know you? Do you know the Holy Ghost? Hello, Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Off on a break, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, the conversation continues. 99.3 Nigeria Info, and welcome to the sunny side. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, remember to turn up the volume of your radio set. Now I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. I'd love to read your commentary about some of the things that you hear. Remember, I can only afford to take probably two more comments before I end commentary on anything you've heard and go right back to Confessions Strictly. Thank you. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon to you. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, I didn't have a confession.
One minute.
I want to talk about that guy. Like, I also have this. What happened around my area? At that Ojo last road, there was a lady and a guy. They wanted to get married. And the guy's mom said, no, you can't marry this lady. So at the end of the day, the guy went ahead and married the girl. So a week after their wedding, one afternoon, they were hearing sound of bed, very big bed at the roof of their house. So the lady started praying. And before we can see, the bed has turned to the lady's mother-in-law. Are you with me?
The bird became someone.
The bird, yes, turned to human.
Your line is breaking. Yeah, your line is breaking up. The bird became a human being. The boy's mother.
Yes, yes, that's what the bird turned into. So I think what the lady, what the woman saw is that that girl is a very powerful, spiritual being. So that's what he said. The guy is
okay.
So why the guy?
Pardon me. Your line isn't clear. I'm really trying to tolerate it. You're going to have to hang up and call back. But I think I've gotten the gist of your contribution. Your line isn't clear. If you can hang up and call back, that would be good. Please.
Okay.
Thank you. Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
No, call up from over. Let me just have an input. Advise the guy. Just like last caller said, there are some parents. Are you with me?
Go ahead.
Yes, they are into the covering. If the lady that is coming is not part of them, they will dissuade the man, their son, from marrying her. They always want a girl of their choice, which they belong to the same group together in their meetings. Just like the last caller said. So the guy should think and be spiritually inclined. Thank you.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday. 99.3 Nigeria Info is Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I am 45 years old.
Pardon? Could you speak up for us, please?
I am 45 years old now.
You're 45. Okay. Your line isn't clear. If you can make some adjustments, speak up. I'll appreciate that.
I am 45 years old now.
Okay.
Am I the 2010?
Okay, this is not going to work. You're going to have to please call me back. Please. Your line isn't clear enough. You're not audible enough. It's not good enough. Thank you. Hello, welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I would like to talk about something that sounds like a confusing thing to me.
Let's hear
in
it.
My life.
Let's hear it.
Well, first of all, love started when I was much young, about 7 years ago, 7 years then. And one day, you know, as a kid, I don't know what happened. I was with my mom, and I just told my mom, I was like, the mom, I would like to get married to, I wish a white lady could come get married to me, you know. You know, I was too young to say such a thing. And then my mom turned and then was like, what's the meaning of that? And then you trust black, our African mom now. Mm-hmm. She beat me that very day. And then that was a very memorable thing to me when I was very much young.
Okay.
So fast forward to when I was 20 years, you know, I lost my mom.
Yeah.
And then in 2017, okay, let me say, well, from 2012, that was when I came online, you know, I started with Facebook, you know.
And then I was having chat. I was having friend requests from white ladies and all that, you know. And I was honest with them. I'm not a fraudulent person. I'm a very honest person, you know. But then I think they got attracted to me because of my physique, you know. Because I'm a physique, you know.
Hold on. They got attracted to you because of your physique, you say?
No, I said I think the reason why most of the time I get friend requests from them, more especially from white ladies, is because maybe I display most of my training and all that.
You look fit. So you are fit.
Yes, I look fit. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes. Yes. So, but I was a legit person. You understand? I was all legit to beat. There's nothing I do in my life that I've ever been illegit.
Okay.
So, but at the end of the day, I came in contact with. Well, let me just put those ones off. I came in contact with a lady, black lady then. She went around telling the other friend about me, you know, just one thing or the other led to their quarrel, you understand, at the end of the day, because I was pushing the one that was coming behind. She was the manager and the other one was the one I met was the assistant. She went ahead, you know, female gist, you understand.
I'm sorry, no, I'm lost. Is all of this happening on Facebook or is this happening at your gym?
I met both ladies on Facebook.
Okay.
You understand? So, the one I was talking to was a single lady. Why her friend, who she works with too, is married.
Okay.
You understand? So, the one I was talking to, you know, she wasn't paying interest in me. But her friends, who she always go about telling about me, has interest, you understand? Because that one wasn't happy in her marriage.
Oh.
You understand? Okay. So, that one came behind and then started chatting with me, you know. But the one I was dealing with, who wasn't paying interest, I was telling that one, you understand, that look, mind the way you talk, you understand, with your friends and all that, you understand, because I wasn't being specific, but I was just indirectly trying to let her know that stop involving our relationship to friends, you understand. You understand, I wasn't telling her that her friend was coming behind.
Yeah.
You understand, to come talk to me. So, but she wasn't understanding that. But the other one was so desperate. She was the first person who called me, you know, on the phone and spent so many hours on the phone, you know, trying to talk to me and all that. She was being so desperate, telling me that she wants to dump her husband and all that and come and meet me in Nigeria, you understand? And I was like, no, I can't do this, you understand, because it's like me taking away my fellow man's wife and all that, you know. So by the end of the day, me not being interested in her, she went ahead and told the one who I was interested with a lot of negative things about me and all that. But one thing led to the other, since I saw that this thing was bringing a lot of complications and all that, I just have to let both of them go, because I'm not a desperate person, you understand. All my life, I've not like I was talking to them because I want to travel abroad or something like that, you understand. But I just love the level of understanding, you understand, who from ladies, you understand, abroad, you understand. Because to me, that's.
So what happened?
So at the end of the day, I just have to let both of them go. So fast forward later, I got to come in contact with someone else. And then later, she was also taking me for granted and all that. But the point is that I'm not just going after them or maybe with having the relationship in mind because of money. So that one went. And then the one I'm married to now, because now I'm married to a white lady.
Oh.
So the one who I'm married to now sent me a friend request on Facebook, just like that, you know, and then started chatting with me and all that, you know. In fact, she was the one doing everything and all that, you know. But before that, as of 2018, I had a dream, you understand, and then in the dream, I saw a white lady in that dream, you understand, me holding the white lady. The dream came somehow, you know. By the end of the day, I was so assured. The dream, it was just like a movie, which is so memorable in my head to this, you understand? For the fact that I woke up holding the white lady, you understand? And I was like, is this not the, you understand, the American wife that I've always, you understand, wished for? You know, that was why that was the last thing I said while I woke up from that dream, you understand? But I never saw the lady's face. But I know that I was just, I know that I'm taller than the person, you understand? So, but yes, so let me say, a year later, that was how I came in contact with this particular person. She sent me friend request and all that, you know, started talking and all that, you know. But the point remains that she loves me more than I love her. And God knows that all my life, I've always wished for true love. That's one thing I've always wished for in my life. You understand? So she came, we got married last year, you know. But then one thing I still keep thinking about is I wish my mom is alive, you understand? Because I told her this thing when I was much younger, you understand? I wish she's alive today to see that thing I said when I was much younger, you understand? Now me living the dream, you understand?
What dream are you living? Like, hold on a second. Like, I'm really trying to follow your story. You think your life is a dream. You think this is your ambition. You think this is heaven.
No, I'm not saying so. But the fact that I said it when I was much young has made this thing memorable in my brain.
Okay, but
you understand?
So are you happy? Okay, so what's the issue now? Is there an issue?
The issue now is, to me, I don't wish traveling, you understand, abroad. You understand? That's just the thing. You understand? But now I have this person, you understand? And this person really loves me, you understand? And all that, you understand? I've come to realize that me traveling, then going there, you understand, might make me, you know, not continue my generation over here. You understand? So I'm just kind of,
I'm going to scream. What's the problem here?
So the problem is,
you don't want to go leave the country.
I don't understand.
Yeah, just tell your wife now. Why are you panicking? Just say, I don't want to travel. Will you stay in Nigeria with me? And she's probably going to say yes.
She doesn't want to stay. She doesn't want to stay. As an American,
She doesn't want to stay. So it means you have to move.
Yes. But I don't want to go because the kind of love I'm getting from her, to be honest with you, I mean, is extremely... Sometimes I keep wondering, what kind of love is this? Someone loving in this extraordinary manner, you understand? Sometimes I become afraid.
You know, you're Nigerian, you know, you've suffered, so you know, I think you would find honesty and good and beauty particularly foreign to you. Why are you afraid of love? Like, good heavens, you don't want love?
I mean, I've never I wish for true love, but I never knew it would come in this manner, you understand? And then,
so what, is she choking you? Is she sacrificing herself in a manner that you might regard as too much?
Yes,
that's what love is. And don't ruin it.
And then you know what? To be honest with you, I really wish I got this from a Nigerian lady. But all my life, it never worked out. Understand?
Oh, hold on. You're saying too many things at this point. You said you wanted a white woman all your life. Now you're saying you wish you had a black woman. No, you're bouncing around. Stay one place.
No, I haven't, but I mean...
Do you realize that you have something you've always wanted? Now you wished you had it from somewhere else.
Nature can just be so...
No, stop. No, you have to... You're in something, and it's obvious what you're in. You have what you've always wanted, but you wish you got it from somebody else.
Exactly. I just want to tell
you. So do you realize that fate chose for you?
Fate chose for me. You're
yes.
right.
Fate chose
right.
this.
That's the most confusing thing for me.
It's not confusing. It's not confusing. The divine didn't choose for you. Fate chose for you. And you're carried away by color and what you think. I don't know what you think color
and
would represent
you know,
in your head.
You talk about as we Africans, you know, you get married to... white person, you know, how you live a generation.
So I think that you grew up and you never educated yourself. So here you are. You have what you've always wanted, but it's not feeling your heart so that you wish you could get it from some other person.
Yes, that's why sometimes, you know, telling people this word that, you know, be careful of what you wish for. I'm not...
There you go.
Regrets in the understand mind, but... We just have to be careful of what we thought. Because sometimes they will come, but not as perfect as we wish. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, that's just my...
So I guess you're going to live with
experience.
This reality, even though you wish it was different, it was with someone else, but here you are, you have to live with it.
Well, yes, that's the reality of life, you understand?
It's not the reality of life. Now, hold on a second, let me help you. It's not the reality of life. So there is a prayer that goes, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." What that means is, not my will, but yours be done. Instead, you didn't pray that prayer. You chose your will. And I'm so glad that it's glaring to you, but you must educate yourself so at least you have the courage to face and know the roots of what you're dealing with. Faith chose for you.
True. You're right.
Has been nice
right.
talking with you.
Nice talking with you, too.
Thank you for
Love
calling.
You,
sure, you too.
Okay.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Wow. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Make it back. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa. Hello. Welcome. Confessions
Hello?
Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, of course I have.
Go ahead, please.
Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Well, actually, I have a confession. It all started in 2021. Yeah, I traveled to Abuja. That's cause about the Abuja. I went to see a friend. From there, I met a lady, actually. I met three different ladies in the Goja, right? So, actually, the second one I met, well, she was the kind of woman I actually wish for because of she's a very hardworking girl. She's this African kind of lady, like, you know what I mean? African kind of lady. She's tall,
She's your spec, like, huh? She's your spec, yeah, right?
Yeah, she's just perfect. Like,
all right.
That's African, yeah, kind of. So we started talking. So we kind of went into a relationship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she was actually a true indigene. Like, what I mean, like, she's from a royal family there and stuff like that. But after a while, she told me she wanted me to meet her pastor. You know, so I was like, I don't understand. She said, the man is like her dad, that whatever she wants, she feels she has this particular thing. She always tries to talk to the man about it and stuff like that. And she wanted me to meet the man and stuff. I said, okay, if that's what you want, it's fine by me. Though. So I'm actually went to the man. And when we went there, the man came out, the pastor, and he sat down, so he was talking to me. I didn't know he was an Igbo man because he told the girl not to tell me that he is an Igbo man. You understand what I mean? So that was why he was asking me questions. There was a question he asked me that was so tricky. So now it keeps ringing on my head, and I keep wondering, like, what does he mean by what he told me? Because he said, if I see a food that will bear food me, that will be enough for me. Won't I know? That was the question the pastor asked me. And I said, of course, I will. Why won't I? Of course, if I see something I know that will be enough for me, of course, I will know. So, actually, I didn't really know what he was trying to say. But when I got home, I tried to reflect what he was telling me because...
Why didn't you ask him to be explicit?
Hello?
Why didn't you ask him to be explicit?
Because I felt he didn't want to tell me in front of the girl there.
Okay, all right.
So he only used a parable. To make me to go, like, if I am a man, if I'm man enough, I should go and reflect what he's saying.
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So I realized when he asked the girl to give us time to talk, you understand?
Yeah.
So he now used Igbo to tell me that he knows I'm an Igbo guy.
Yeah.
That I know, especially first son from the Igbo, don't marry strangers. I told him, no, not like that. Not as if, like, I told him, look, me, that my mom respects my opinion because she has trusted me with it. You know, she knows that whatsoever decision I take is the best one. She doesn't oppose anything. My mom doesn't oppose. She has tested me right from when I was quite very young.
Mm-hmm.
I left the house very young. I traveled to Ghana on my own. So when I went, I called her. She was very surprised and stuff like that. So I have seen this sweetness on my own, outside.
Okay.
With my own hustle and other things. You know? So she has really trusted me with my judgment. You understand? So that was why I told him. I told him, look, whatever decision I take, my mom is his support will be 100%.
So move forward a little bit, because we need to figure out whether this girl almost killed you.
No, what? So after then, we left. And when I went back to the house, I still reflected, because till now, I don't understand what he was trying to say. But I think because she's from a royal home, that I think they have this tradition that the house is just in the middle of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Not nice, not beautiful house, but powerful house, but not beautiful house. It's mm-hmm. just a thatched house that was built in the olden days that's still there.
Yeah, don't worry, we kind of get the import. So it's not beautiful, but it's powerful. I get that,
Yeah. So I don't know what he meant, but for me, I feel there's much in the house that for me to contain. That was what he meant by what he was trying to say.
So wait, do you love this girl? Or you just met a girl. You heard her father is royal. You want to just marry into a royal family?
No. In fact, not about that. Not about that. Me, I'm from a royal family too.
Are we?
You understand what I mean? Yeah. So I'm from a royal family too.
Don't worry about that. It's like.
So I'm from.
Are you going to break up with her because her pastor said, this is more than you can chew?
No, not as if I don't know, but it's just, I wanted to know what he meant by that, since I never had the opportunity to ask him or go back there to tell him to explain what he meant by that question he asked me.
So basically, he's trying to imply that maybe the girl is too much to handle, too big for you.
Yeah, I think.
Nah, man, are you a baby? Like, here you are. You can't even figure out what another man is trying to do to you. You can't even think straight.
No, I was carried away by her. Seriously, she was just my
you know what?
Kind of girl.
I want to go off on a break. Are you gonna wait or you gonna go? We'll be right back, Lagos. Don't go. Don't worry. Stay there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunnyside.
Oh, pardon me. You're a darling. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday at her tail end already. You all have been very wonderful. Quite a number of messages to cover on WhatsApp, many of them speaking particularly to the case where the young man is trying not to upset his mom while also trying to make a case for himself. Some say obey your mother. Others, so there's a gentleman here who would like to debate me on a statement I made, which is that I think you're trying to refer to the part where I said adversity makes men. So after confessions, you can call me up, but I hope you have your argument straight. I said what I said, and so if you'd like to dismantle it, take it apart. Of course, if you'd like to debate me on that, please feel free to call me right after Confessions Thursday. I'm going to assign a moment to you on radio. So the thing about typing on WhatsApp, I can't type. When I need to argue stuff, I can't type it. My brain is moving a lot faster than my fingers are. So adversities make men. If you say you believe something, you must be tested. And if you are not willing to be tested and would still like to claim man, well, the question is, what kind of man are you? But I'll hold my guns and wait for you to call with your opposition or your objections, and then we'll take it up from there. Thank you for today's edition of Confessions Thursday. And about a few seconds, it will be time for the headlines. After that, it will be time for the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info.